When you were a kid, what was your dream Christmas gift? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I can't think of anything that I specifically wanted super bad when I was a kid, but I can think of my favorite Christmas gift. It was a laptop that belonged to my dad. It was an old Dell. It was like 2 inches thick, you know, and I loved that thing. I still look back on it as my favorite computer just because, man, that thing stuck out for like 10 years, and that's really impressive for computers. So today's Devo is actually about the best gift ever. So I encourage you to stick around with me for today's Devo, Longing to be Loved by Carol Raj. As a kid, the one thing I wanted for Christmas, every Christmas, was a puppy. Sometimes a collie, sometimes a German Shepherd, sometimes a Cocker Spaniel, but always a puppy. Every year, I got what was second on my list. One year, it was the doll I wanted. One year, it was a wristwatch, but never my puppy. Looking back on those days, it's obvious to me that it wasn't a puppy I wanted at all. It was love. Someone to happily greet me no matter what mischief I had been into that morning. Someone to follow me everywhere, even when my best friend wasn't speaking to me. Love. It wasn't until years later that I learned every Christmas is a reminder of love, real love. Love that will never die. Love that accepts me with all my faults. Love that will never let go. The love of Jesus. God took on human flesh and lived among us. He humbled himself to be born where animals were kept. Imagine livestock bleeding and pooping and chewing their cuds. It was probably noisy and smelly, but he came with one purpose in mind: to die on the cross, an excruciating death. For me, for you, for people who did not deserve to even untie the straps of his sandals, he would lay down his life. But that wouldn't be the end. After 3 days in a tomb, he would rise from the grave, defeating sin and death so everyone who trusts in him could live with God forever. That love remains. The love of Jesus for this world he created and bodily inhabited, and will return to one day. His love for you, his love for me, much greater than the love any puppy or any person could give. A love that will never die. A love we can never lose. So what are your thoughts? Can you remember a time you felt truly loved and appreciated? What was it like? Consider taking a moment to thank God for this. We all want love. We want to know we are loved. We want to be told we are loved. We need to believe we are loved. The good news is that's who Jesus is for us. He assures us of God's love. God longs to accept us into his family, and he made this possible through Jesus' death and resurrection. His desire is for everyone to know his unending love through trusting in Jesus. If you want to know more, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in John 3:16, and this might sound a little familiar, folks. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Luke 15:11-32, Romans 5:6-8, as well as Romans 15:7 and 1 John 4:9 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you love Unlocked? Do you have little siblings or cousins that would love something similar? Did you know that we actually have a version of Unlocked for younger kids? It's called Keys for Kids. If you're interested, head over to keysforkids.org to check it out. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is actually being told from the shepherd's perspective, which I think is super unique. So you have to come back to Unlocked tomorrow to hang out with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.